This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Here in Riverside County, we've faced our share of challenges, from wildfires and floods to heat waves and power outages. Each time we see the strength of our community shine through. But the truth is, the best way to protect our families, our homes, and our neighborhoods is to prepare before disaster strikes. And that's where United Way comes in. Through its partnership with Verizon, Inland Southern California United Way is helping local residents, schools, and businesses build resilience so that when emergencies happen, our community is ready to respond and recover together. Joining me today are Melissa Gomes, Community Engagement Lead at Inland Southern California United Way, and Loretto Acevedo, Community Engagement Coordinator at Inland Southern California United Way. They're going to tell us about the disasters most likely to affect our region, what the organization is doing right here in the Inland Empire, and how each of us can take simple, affordable steps to stay safe and prepared. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Riverside County and the surrounding areas have faced everything from wildfires to floods, to extreme heat, to earthquakes. What is United Way's role before, during, and after disasters?
Inland SoCal United Way's role before any disaster strike is to be partnered with our local nonprofits, such as the American Red Cross, hosting disaster preparedness workshops to educate the community on what to do before, during, and after a disaster strike. And also by organizing volunteers and deploying them in order to assemble disaster kits and provide them over to the community in outreach events.
And then during disasters, oftentimes people come together and many people want to come and help out. So United Way actually helps with donation coordination. So during these times, we direct donations to local shelters to assist those most in need. And then we also have our 211 hotline, which is a 24/7 helpline available year-round. And this helps with local services such as housing support, employment resources, food assistance, and more. And also during previous fires, we have maintained constant communication with the county to ensure that we had the most up-to-date information on evacuation warning and orders. So this allowed us to provide accurate guidance to callers, directing them to the nearest evacuation shelters, food pantries, and other critical resources. And then after the disaster strikes, we provide direct cash assistance. So during the Line fires and the Eaton fires last year, we provided direct cash assistance to families who were evacuated from their homes during the fires.
Outline the particular programs that you'll be running in our area.
Some of the programs that we have in our area will be our disaster preparedness workshop. So we're coming together with local partners, and we are having these workshops to inform individuals on how to be disaster ready. So for instance, we are honored to also partner with the American Red Cross to hold these 1.5 to 2 hour workshop. So that is something that we have going on. We also have our United Way Disaster Resilience Program. So we've been going out into the community. So you may see us at local community events throughout the year. And we have been educating people on what to have in their go bags, what to have in their stay bags, while also providing them items such as flashlights, emergency bags, and first aid kits.
How is Inland Southern California United Way working directly with local organizations and families to strengthen preparedness in our community?
Mainly by attending different outreach events. It can be a food pantry that we go out and give out information and or giveaways to get them motivated to start a first aid kit. Also, it could be emergency preparedness expos where we work closely with the first responders and they give out information on CPR, on what they do for the community, showing them their first responding fire trucks, ambulances, anything like that, so that the community can get an eye view of what we do for the community in total.
A lot of people, I know I certainly do, feel overwhelmed by the idea of preparing for disasters. I feel like I don't even know where to start. What are some simple, affordable steps Inland Empire families can take today?
So I think it's really important for our listeners to understand that preparing for a disaster doesn't have to be expensive. So a lot of times when people hear about emergency preparedness, they immediately think of getting like high-tech gear or buying expensive equipment. However, you can start small with items that you already may have at your home. So definitely having things such as a flashlight, water bottles, or a first aid kit. And if you don't have certain items, you can also go to the dollar store or thrift shops to get some of this gear. And then again, you may already have some of these stuff at your home. So like for instance, I know in California, we do have power outages. So having blankets at home ready to go in case of a power outage will help keep you and your family warm. And then also stocking up on canned goods. That is something that will definitely be beneficial. We also encourage people to have a go bag ready. So in their go bag, we encourage people to have important documents such as your birth certificates, passports, driver's license, all of that kind of information ready to go. Just because we know that disasters are very stressful. And so having all of this inside of your go bag, so when that disaster does hit, you're ready to go and you can take care of your family.
I want to talk about canned goods because a lot of people will stock up on canned goods. And now there's an emergency. There's no electricity. You can't use your electric can opener. So would you also recommend having a non-electric can opener along with your canned goods?
Yes, definitely. That is actually something that we highly encourage everyone in our community to have. It's just like a manual can opener to take with you. And I encourage, you know, keeping it in your car or somewhere. That way, in case you do get displaced, you can have that with you and you can go to your local food pantry and then you can open the canned goods that way.
I'm speaking with Melissa Gomes, Community Engagement Lead at Inland Southern California United Way, and Loretto Acevedo, Community Engagement Coordinator at Inland Southern California United Way. How can local businesses, schools, and nonprofits in the IE get involved in United Way's resilience workshops?
You can go ahead and visit our website. It is inlandsocal.org. And once you visit the website, there is actually a link directly on the front page where you can go ahead and click that and then you can contact us to set up a workshop in your local community.
There's a saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. How does preparedness today help shorten recovery time tomorrow, both for families and local economies?
It helps by having peace of mind, be ready for anything. Like Melissa has mentioned, with your to-go bag or your stay box, it gives you a peace of mind that you can buy.
What lessons has United Way learned from past California disasters that are now shaping your current resilience strategy?
Currently, we actually have on our unitedway.org/prepare website. If you go on that website, we've actually designed disaster preparedness guides. And that guide actually has 5 tips that individuals can use to help prepare for disasters. So some of these tips include identifying your support network and key emergency contacts. So putting those in your mobile devices and then also having a paper copy ready to go in your go bag and stay box will be very beneficial. We also encourage people to get connected. So make sure that your phone is enabled to get local alerts and warnings to assess your needs. And so for this, again, we encourage everyone to have an essential kit for your at home. And then for your go bag, we also encourage people to store 9 gallons of water at home per person. And that should be a 3-day supply. as well as keeping a power bank available for your mobile devices. And then having those important documents and valuables already secured and ready to go at your home will be very beneficial. You can also save images of your important documents and videos to an external cloud or storage. And then also to engage your network. So we make sure that families are aware of what is happening. And so having that plan ahead of time is something that we as United Way have learned is very beneficial, because again, it could be very stressful to be hit with a disaster that is very unpredictable. So knowing who's going to take care of the elderly of your families, or knowing how to take care of your loved ones, will make you feel more confident when those disasters strike.
So when I was little, I remember we had to establish, like, if there was an emergency, we had someone out of state who we were going to call to let everyone know that we were okay. Is that still a thing now? Is that something we need to worry about with cell phones being as prevalent as they are in contemporary times?
Yes, it is. It is a very good idea to do that. And also to have someone in your community, in your neighborhood, that can also have access to somebody out of state in case your cell phone doesn't work, your radio, you know, if you have a radio like we used to have in our emergency kits. It's also good that your family and your one person in your neighborhood has a contact so that they can say, yeah, I did see Pepper, she's okay, if you can reach anybody else.
You mentioned radio. Let's talk about those battery-powered radios.
Yeah, it is good to have a radio and batteries, but not installed in the radio, because that way you have them available to you so that they don't drain the power of the batteries. So have them separately, and it's a great idea to have, because if your cell phones don't work, you have another way to get community news.
We also encourage individuals to have the hand crank radio and flashlights available. So sometimes you'll find that they will be basically one device that will be a flashlight and a radio, and it's hand crank. So that way you can still get signal without having a battery source.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Been speaking with Melissa Gomes, Community Engagement Lead at Inland Southern California United Way, and Loredo Acevedo, Community Engagement Coordinator at Inland Southern California United Way. Give us your website one more time and share any last thoughts you may have with us.
So local website is inlandsocaluw.org, where you can find all kinds of information about our organization, and if you like to donate or volunteer with us, it's also a great source to have. You can also visit us on social media on Instagram, which is inlandsocaluw.org, or on Facebook, we're Inland SoCal United Way, fully spelled. Also, we always encourage to call 211 for anything before, after, or any personal and community needs.
And anything else you want us to know?
Definitely making sure that you have a plan, and that is the major message that we are trying to pass on today. So utilize the 5 tips that we have provided, and you can visit unitedway.org/prepare to find these 5 tips to make sure that you and your family stay safe during disasters.
Thank you so much for coming in to talk with us today, and thank you for helping us get prepared.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.